Archers for the week 20 to 25 October 2002.
It's an awkward encounter for Simon and Brenda.
Brenda? Brenda?
Oh, Simon.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good.
What,
I'm on my way to see Debbie.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been staying at home farm for a couple of weeks.
I see.
We had a little local difficulty.
Over me?
It's just a misunderstanding.
Is this a good idea, you talking to me? What if Jennifer sees us?
Oh, she's in church this morning.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's the harvest festival service.
Oh, right. You know she insisted on seeing me last week.
She told me. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
No, it's okay. I said, well, that, nothing happened between us.
That's good.
It was embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cause you any trouble.
It'll blow over, Brenda. Don't worry.
I mean, we are just friends.
I know. But look, I think it's best we don't see one another outside of class from now on. Don't you?
Bye, Jill.
Right then. Are you ready, Marjorie?
Ready.
Did you enjoy the service?
Thoroughly. Love the harvest festival hymns.
Yeah, me too.
And the church looked beautiful.
Yeah, I think Jill and Shula were responsible for that.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
Everyone's been telling me how nice it is to see you out and about.
Yes, people are very kind.
Now, look, are you all right for lunch?
Well,
Roy's working, so it's only me and Phoebe, but you're very welcome to come up and join us.
Hayley.
Yeah? Oh, hi, Brenda. You okay?
Can I talk to you?
What's up?
Not here, in private.
Sure, yeah. Come back to the flat and talk there.
Hayley?
Yeah?
I'll be fine for lunch.
Are you sure?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've got something special in.
Thank you for seeing me.
You've got two very passionate advocates in this house.
Two?
Dad.
Oh.
I don't know why. He's always hated you.
Yeah. Look, Debbie. I'm truly sorry. I know how upset you've been.
Do you?
Oh, I can guess. This stupid thing with Brenda.
Simon, before you start whining on about how innocent it all was...
Oh, but it was. She's taking one of my classes, that's all.
I believe you.
You do?
I don't think anything happened between you.
It didn't.
But it would have, if I hadn't found out.
No.
Don't say no. I'm telling you what I think.
You're wrong.
Am I? Why did you go out for a drink with her then?
I was flattered, I guess. She wanted to ask me some questions about the course, and I shouldn't have gone, but it wasn't a date.
Well, call it what you like. You were working on her, weren't you, hoping for a result?
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know. And what's worse, it's true.
I know you've had your suspicions, but there's nothing in them.
You mean I haven't been able to prove anything yet?
You said you believed me.
I mean about the others.
Others?
Remember this?
What?
Your phone bill.
Oh, we've been through this. So I called Brenda a few times.
What about these other numbers?
Well, let me see. Oh, yeah, I can explain these. They're students.
I rang two of them over the weekend.
Oh?
Both women.
What'd they say?
I didn't stop to make conversation.
Well, you know how often I speak to my students. All the time. It's part of the job.
You've made it part of the job.
No!
You're a liar, Simon. Do you know how degrading it was for me ringing these numbers? Yeah?
Yeah.
The jealous wife, feeling sick to the pit of my stomach.
Oh,
I mean...
Honey.
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Look, I admit I talk to them, probably more than I should, but they need a friendly ear. Some of these girls are away from home for the first time in their lives.
So it's the Samaritan in you, huh? Oh, how charitable.
Sometimes they get the wrong idea.
And what's that?
You know what I'm talking about. It happens all the time with teachers and students. They're young and impressionable.
And stupid. I've been there, remember?
You were different. Special.
That's the line you spin them now, is it?
No.
Stop insulting me and tell me the truth.
I've never wanted to hurt you.
Oh, please.
Oh, okay. Okay. There was a woman. Debbie?
The truth.
All right. Two.
When?
Last year.
Oh, Brenda, why have you kept this all to yourself?
I felt such an idiot.
She can be a bully, that Jennifer Aldridge.
It was just acutely embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
The thing is, Simon's so...
What?
Well, he's just really good company. He's witty, well-travelled. I didn't realise Debbie even knew we'd been out together. Not that we've really been out.
Are you sure? You said he went for a drink with him.
Okay, I like him. But that doesn't make me a marriage wrecker.
No, but Debbie was bound to be upset, wasn't she?
I suppose. I don't know how she found out.
It doesn't matter now.
I feel dreadful.
And you reckon she's left him over this?
Well, Simon just said she was back at home farm and that it'd blow over. I told Jennifer nothing happened.
Did she believe you?
I don't know.
Do you want a coffee?
Yeah. I've always really liked Debbie.
Oh, drop her out of milk. Look, I'll go and see if Marjorie's got some.
I hate to think I've upset her. Oh, I want to go and see her.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, just to explain.
Look, with the best at will in the world, Brenda, you're probably the last person she wants to see. You might make things worse.
They hate me in that family. They reckon I took Scott off Lillian.
Yeah, these older blokes, love, they see you coming.
I mean, what if Debbie and Simon broke up over this? Over nothing?
Don't blame yourself. All right, it seems to me you've got caught in the crossfire of wonky marriage. And if Simon thinks so little of her that he goes out with his students, then I think she's better off without him.
Forgive me, Debbie, please.
You thought you were going to get away with it, didn't you?
They were just flings.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
No, really. Last summer I was lonely.
Oh, poor you. Nothing to do all summer except sleep with your students. What a terrible life.
It wasn't like that.
Does this happen every year? Every harvest?
No. I've told you the truth, I swear. There were two women and their history.
Yeah, I so want to believe you.
Ah, Debbie.
No, don't touch me.
Sorry. Sorry.
Why can't I trust you? It's hell.
I know.
When are you going to grow up, Simon? You're like Peter Pan in Never Neverland. You hang around with these kids, going out partying with them. I mean, it's just pathetic.
I'm not strong like you.
No, don't put that on me. You always do it.
What?
You make me responsible for everything. Oh. I don't want to be the one who holds it all together all the time.
I know how hard you work.
It's not about that.
Then what?
We're drifting. It's just more of the same.
What is?
Our life. It's still... pizzas in a bachelor pad in Borchester. I don't want to be an eternal student, okay? Oh. I need roots, a future.
Mr. and Mrs. Average.
Yeah, I'd settle for that. I'm tired, Simon.
Look, I know I've let you down.
Yeah, it's all on your terms. Why did you marry me?
Honey!
No, why? I mean, you don't want to be faithful. You don't want kids.
I couldn't bear the thought of losing you.
Well, you are doing a good job of it.
Please. Don't get it out of perspective. I strayed. I admit it. It won't happen again.
Marjorie! Kiwi!
Hayley!
I've run out of milk. Oh, something smells good. Oh!
Yes.
What's happened here?
The silly thing slipped out of my hand.
Oh, was it your lunch?
Well, I'm afraid so.
Oh, what a shame. Here, let's have a cloth.
Well, I've always loved curry since living in Africa.
Oh, still hot!
Careful!
No, it's all right. Smells delicious. Oh, sorry.
I was looking forward to it.
Was this your special treat?
Yes, it looked rather good on the packet.
Oh, why do they make these cartons so flimsy?
Oh, no, I nearly dropped one yesterday.
What, another ready meal?
Yeah, vegetables au gratin. It was quite tasty.
Right, I hadn't realised that you weren't cooking, Marjorie.
But I'm not going hungry. No, I'm fine.
No, good. But
I'm managing very well.
I've been walking around with my eyes shut.
No.
To think I supported you when you were suspended.
That was a false allegation.
How do I know?
The girl was a dreamer. She dropped the charges, remember?
Hey, you just have to keep fighting them off, don't you?
Debbie, come here.
Oh, no.
Oh, listen. You are the most precious thing in the world to me. And I know I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I'm begging you. Please, give me another chance.
Why?
Because I'm weak. And I love you so much.
And why hurt me?
I'm an idiot. Those two women, they meant nothing. Not.
That's even more insulting, don't you see?
We've got something so beautiful.
Yeah, I used to think so. Do you know what it meant for me, crawling back here to Mum and Dad's?
Oh, failure.
He used to warn me about you, the big bad wolf who lured his daughter away, but I always stuck by you.
It was never like that. We were in love.
Were we?
You know we were.
You know, maybe it was just a crush.
No.
I don't know, I mean...
Come here.
Simon. No.
Come here. Look into my eyes and tell me that.
No, leave me alone, please.
Tell me.
It's not fair.
You can't.
You were so charismatic, so full on. I mean, no wonder your students still fall in love with you.
I don't care about them. You're all I ever wanted, Debbie. I came looking for you, remember? All the way across the Atlantic.
You were offered a job.
And I took it so I could find you. I gave up everything. And I do it
Simon,
again.
Simon, stop. Please, don't do this. Oh, I'm suffocating.
Okay.
Just give me some space, please.
All right. I'll go, if it's what you want.
Yeah.
I...
Please.
I love you, Debbie.
It's Monday morning milking at Brookfield.
Did you change that split liner, Clubber?
Sorry?
The liner in the cluster.
Yes.
Thanks.
She's a good milker, this one. 40 litres.
She's a high yield, all right. It's 3 months since she calved, so she's peaking.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go down now to the end of the lactation.
Hiya. Mm-hmm.
Ma, hey, Ter.
Oh, come on,
Monoid
Mad. Ah. Hi.
I've just seen the milk lorry off. What time's Dad coming?
He said 10.
All right. I wondered if Chabba might like to go around with him this morning.
Yeah, when he fed the calves.
What?
Walk the pastures with Phil.
Sure.
You know, check the fields aren't poached up.
Okay. I think there's still plenty of good grass for the cows.
Yeah.
You can help him set up the new strip of grazing as well. You know where the wire is?
Yes. Does it work well to keep the cows out so long?
Yeah, it's been a godsend while milk prices are so low.
Grass is cheaper than feed.
Exactly. And we save a lot on the silage.
How many years have you done it?
This is our fourth. It was Dad's idea.
Very good. I'm to go to Mr. Sterling's farm later.
Oh, yeah, of course. You'll enjoy that. He's got some very fine Charolais crosses.
I'll give you a lift.
Thank you.
What about the kids?
Oh, Haley's doing both school runs today. She's got a day off.
Oh, great.
Well, we've taken Phoebe before now. She was glad to return the favour.
Yeah.
It frees me up a bit this morning. If Ben goes down, I can get on with the milk group nomination.
Okay.
Who do they think they are?
The Aldridges, which means they can get away with murder.
So typical. Lady Iron Mighty Jennifer. They want to learn to sort out their own problems before they start accusing my sister of all sorts. So I reckon they're dysfunctional.
I feel sorry for Debbie.
Well, so do I. It's not the point, is it? It's not our Brenda's fault that she and Simon can't make their marriage work.
No.
Oh, slimy git. I'd like to paste one on him, same as I did Scott.
Oh, he's not worth it.
Well, none of them are. Just wish they weren't part of Phoebe's family.
Yeah, well, that's why it's best to stay on good terms, for her sake.
I know. Well, and we do, most of the time. I think Brenda should give up the class, though.
Yeah, well, that just means they've won, doesn't it? I mean, if anything, he shouldn't be allowed to teach anymore.
Yeah. God, I mean, what's he doing? Leading his students on like that?
Oh. I tell you, I worry about Brenda.
Well, me too.
I mean, she shouldn't have gone out for a drink with him.
Well, she's too gullible.
And, Phoebe, sweetheart, come on, finish up your cereal. I'm picking Pip and Josh up this morning.
Oh, right.
And I'm just putting your dark wash on.
About time.
Okay.
Well, that laundry basket was health hazard.
What's wrong with you doing it?
All right. Did you put your black T-shirt in?
Yes, I did.
All right, I'll pop down and see Marjorie in a minute.
Oh, no, it's okay. I did it when you're in the shower.
Ooh.
I opened a tin of soup for a lunch and made her a sandwich.
Still can't manage the tin opener, can she?
Nope. I had to loosen the lid on a new jar of marmalade.
Well, even I can't open them sometimes.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've got to run it under the hot tap. We're going to have to make time to discuss it, Roy. She's not coping.
I reckon it'd be better if you changed back to the A there.
No, that'd sound too busy.
Well, it needs breaking up. It's boring.
Oh, it builds up the intensity if you stay on G. Then when the drums come back in, it releases it.
Well, you're going to do what you want anyway.
Well, don't boss me around. Well,
forget it.
Look, I've got to go out soon anyway.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm working this afternoon.
At Oliver's. Seems to me you don't give a stuff about Dross anymore.
That's rubbish. I've just got other stuff on, that's all.
Well, farming.
Well, I can't let him down. I'm milking baby twice a day.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it makes a change having something to get up for in the mornings.
What, a cow's udders? Mmm, lovely.
Well, she's got too much milk. I have to do it.
Well, you told me you were fed up of it.
Well, only because it's tiring. It's sort of satisfying too, though. I like it.
Oh, sad git.
My granddad had a go this morning, but she wasn't having it. So I went up and she let down her milk, no problem.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You like your milk and your la-di-da cappuccino. Where do you think it comes from?
I'd rather not know.
I'm hoping she'll let Mum do it this evening. Could do with a break.
Well, don't be late for rehearsal.
No. I better get moving. Well, we'll try out that new song tonight, then.
Both ways?
Yeah, okay. Oh, where's my boots? I've got that Chabba coming round Grange Farm later.
Chabba?
A Hungarian bloke. Chabba!
Yeah, I know who he is. Really?
I don't know what he's doing here. Could have done that job on Brookfield easy.
Oh, God, he's wealthy. I danced with him at the Fruit Bowl last Thursday. He fancies me.
Oh, here we go.
Think I should ask him out?
Who?
Chabba!
What for?
Oh, duh!
Couldn't care less.
Do my bit for international relations. I reckon he must be shy. He really asked me out the other night.
Sharp going on about it.
I'll call him, shall I? Hey, have you got the number?
Pip, get some juice for you and Josh.
Oh, I get so thirsty after school.
I know, Phoebe's the same. I think you should have water in the classroom.
You'll have to get onto the head.
Oh, I don't know. How's Phoebe getting on?
Fine, she just gets very tired.
I'm not surprised. She's not five for ages, is she?
She was four this June.
Oh, that is young.
Yeah, it's a lot for her to concentrate all day. She doesn't like the sitting down.
No, that's what I hated most about school.
Still, she's made some mates, and it's helped her knowing Josh.
Oh. Good job Loxley Barrett's close to work for you.
Oh, you're not kidding. I still miss having her with me, though.
Of course.
You know, you think, oh, great, I'll have all that spare time.
And then you're busier than ever.
Exactly. No, we're having to be dead organised in the morning. It is not our strong point.
I know how you feel. Are you still helping Marjorie?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing.
How is she?
Her wrist is taking a long time to heal.
It will do.
I mean, she can get herself dressed now, sort of, but she's not coping very well with food.
I thought Jill was shopping for her.
Well, she's got stuff in, but she can't even get a scratch meal together.
Poor Marjorie. Yeah.
She can't use a tin opener. I had to leave a sandwich for her lunch today.
It's a lot of work for you.
Hey, oh, I don't mind, really. She's always been so lovely with us.
I know.
All that babysitting for Phoebe. She never once said no.
She's great.
No. And yesterday... Oh, never mind.
Oh, Chabba.
Hi.
You nearly ready?
Yep.
You know Hayley?
Yeah, I know we met.
Hi.
I'm taking him to Grange Farm to have a look round.
Ah, so have David and Ruth forgiven you yet?
Forgiven me?
Oh, I know all about the hijinks at Lower Loxley last week.
What?
Hayley works there.
Oh, of course.
It sounds like it was a load of fun to me.
Well...
Oh, it was only one morning. We've forgotten all about it.
Elizabeth hasn't.
Well, it sounds like public humiliation on a grand scale, having your underwear hanging from a flagpole for all to see.
I would not fancy it, the status of my mind. Nigel and Kenton are still in the doghouse.
And I can guess who's leading who astray there.
The more tight-lipped Elizabeth is, the worse they behave. Mm,
what a surprise.
They go off on the quad bike for hours, lying low.
Chabba!
Hi, David.
Hiya!
Hi.
Oh, hi, Hayley.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for picking the kids up.
Hey, it's no problem.
It's the phone.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
It's one of your fan club. Go on.
Fan club?
Sounds mysterious.
It's Fallon.
Ah. Oh, I said he'd be a hot babe.
Well, he is very cute.
Oh, not you as well.
You know, he's still really embarrassed about what happened last week.
Yeah, he did go a bit quiet there.
He thought he blotted his copybook rolling up late for work.
Oh, well, it was good to know he's got feet of clay. He was shaping up a bit perfect, if you ask me.
Maybe he thought you'd deport him back to Hungary.
What, Chabba? I don't think he'll be telling the folks back home about it just yet.
Oliver's asked me to show you the cattle.
Okay, Ed. Thanks.
Yeah, well, these are the stores.
Mm-hmm. They are in now for the winter.
Yeah, we brought them in last week.
How many?
24 at the moment, and 20 suckler cows and heifers.
When will they calve?
March, April time.
Oh, look. A jersey.
Yeah, she's mine. Her name's Baby Spice.
The Spice Girls.
Well, I didn't choose it.
She's cool.
Yeah.
How old are her calves?
2 weeks. I'm milking her by hand twice a day.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, she needs it. She's got too much milk.
Hiya.
Ah, Fallon.
What are you doing here?
Came to see Chabba.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But, we're going out tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't wait that long.
Hey, look at those lovely Jersey cow.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the calves.
Aw, they're cute.
You hated cows.
I never said that. Chabba, you like music, right?
Of course.
But do you want to come and watch our band rehearsing tonight?
Fallon?
What?
Well, I don't think you'd like it. I mean, we're working on a new song. It'll be boring.
Okay.
Don't listen to him. We want you to come. Please.
You sit down. I'll finish that.
Oh, no. Nearly done. There's only your black T-shirt left.
Are you sure?
Yeah, don't be so silly. You've only just got in.
You look tired, love.
Well, that's the thing about days off. All your jobs catch up with you. How was Phoebe's?
Fast asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, school's knocking her out all right.
Yeah, I was talking about that with Ruth today.
Oh, yeah?
It's a long day for a 4-year-old.
Here. That picture she brought home was priceless.
Oh, yeah? Hey, we'll have to put it up somewhere.
Yeah, it'll go with the apricot in her bedroom.
It's pink. Right. Done.
Oh, come and sit down.
Yeah, I think I will.
Did you pop in on Marjorie tonight?
Oh, yeah, only briefly. Oh, she was having a baked potato for a tea.
Good.
Oh, I feel guilty, Roy.
Why?
No idea, she was living on ready meals.
No.
It's all wrong for Marjorie somehow, isn't it?
I know what you mean. She's always been such a great cook.
Yeah, and she can't even do the basics.
I used to love going down for her Sunday dinners.
Oh, with all the trimmings.
Yeah. It's sad it's come to this.
I know. It's like her independence has gone. Oh, she was so embarrassed she dropped that curry yesterday. I know she'd rather I hadn't seen it.
Well, it's a good job you were around to clear it up. She might have slipped.
I know. You know, we're going to have to invite her back up here to eat with us.
I don't know.
I know, but she can't cope, Roy. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. But not every night, love. Not when we're not eating together, anyway.
Oh. Look, how's about we suggest 3 times a week and see how we get on? Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, just till she improves.
Oh, that's the thing, though, isn't it? She's frail now, Hayley. Is she ever really going to get any better?
That's an early start for William and Emma.
I didn't have to go to work.
What time did you finish today?
8:30. I'll be able to help you out tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to.
I'll only be dogging in and that.
I don't mind.
Only I won't be able to fetch you from Lowell Oxley.
It's all right. Ain't he'll bring me back.
Oh, okay. How about you cut through Blouse Farm? I'll pick you up there.
Oh, it'd be great. What time?
4:30.
Oh, morning, you two.
Morning, Caroline.
Hi. Lovely morning.
Yeah.
I'm off for an early ride when Shula turns up.
Very nice.
Now, clear my head. I've got to go to Lower Loxley for 9, Emma. I could give you a lift.
Oh, it's all right. Got to go home first, then Will's taking me.
Ah. It's steady, Maisie.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
I know.
How old?
11. Oh, William, how's Meg?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
How anyone could kick a dog like that.
Yeah.
I won't say what I'd do to them. It hasn't shot her nerve, has it?
Well, no. She's too well trained for that.
Yes, of course.
I was more worried about Will.
Oh, yes, it sounded nasty. Oh, they are scum.
Yeah, too right.
I meant to ask you how you got on with the consultant, Emma.
Oh, it was all right. Said it's all healed up now.
Good.
He took a couple of photos, didn't he?
Yeah, for his report.
This is the one he sends on to the solicitor.
Seeing him next week for a chat about it.
For compensation purposes?
Yeah, but I'm not holding my breath.
The law's delay.
Oh, look, here's Shula.
Morning.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. Oh, sorry I'm late.
Don't worry, we'll still get a good run.
Alistair was called out in the night. It took me ages to get back to sleep. We better get going, Will.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Love's young dream.
I know. I'm so pleased for William. And it's amazing. They both work the most bizarre hours and shifts, but they always seem to be together.
That'll change.
Cynic.
Well, I'm an old married lady.
Yeah, and I'm the merry widow. Come on, where are we going?
Haydenwood?
Right.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
I need to get away from the stables for an hour. I'm tired of living on a building site.
Oh, yes, it's horrid, isn't it?
And they're still only on the foundations.
Nigel? Nigel, are you here? Oh, Kenton!
Gotcha.
You made me jump.
I'm getting into character for next week.
Are you hiding Nigel down here?
No.
I don't believe you. Nigel!
Honestly, Julia asked him to exercise Charlie.
How long ago?
About half an hour.
Where was he before that? Never mind. I know he's avoiding me and that you're encouraging him.
He doesn't need encouraging. He'd been a right sourpuss since Friday.
I'm running things single-handed up there.
Oh, come on. You don't lift a finger once the delegates are in the conference room.
That's all you know.
Well, I've never seen you hand around the tea and biscuits.
I'm not standing here arguing. I've got too much to do. And since Nigel prefers your company to mine, will you ask him to come to the office if it's not too much trouble? There's a pile of VAT receipts waiting for him.
Oh, yeah, that'll tempt him back.
Oh, shut up!
Look, before you go, I've had some more ideas for next week.
Save it, Kenton. I don't want to know.
But they're really good.
Puerile, you mean?
I thought that was the whole point of Halloween.
Remember to turn the lights off down here.
Yes, will do. Psst, Nigel.
What?
Only kidding.
Oh!
How much are you making? You know how apples reduce. Guess that'll only fill 2 kilner jars.
Have you got another peeler?
You sure? You only came in for a cup of tea.
Oh, I don't mind.
In the drawer.
Right.
I must keep an eye on the time. Hopping over to Elizabeth's.
Here we are.
It's a bit silly to start this now, but never mind.
Chutney's supposed to mature, isn't it?
Yes. This lot'll all get eaten at the harvest supper.
Never mind.
They're Glebe Cottage apples, and that's what counts.
Yeah, that tree always gave a good yield.
Take some home with you.
Yeah, OK. I'll do a crumble. Alistair loves it.
Caroline?
No, it's all right, Jill. I've got masses washing on the ground as it is.
I think it's a great idea of Janet's using all local food.
Oh, excellent.
It's proving quite a challenge for the WI organising the menu, though. We're having to adapt our recipes to the ingredients we're offered.
Like Ready Steady Cook?
Yes. I think people will be impressed.
They always are.
Oliver's giving a baron of beef.
I know. I'm cooking it.
Oh! Are you doing anything special?
I'm roasting it, of course. I've got a lovely recipe with onions and beer. Ooh. If it'll go in the oven.
Well, it won't be a small one.
Exactly. I'm using Bert's onions and Frieda's making a pumpkin soup.
Ooh. What's it made of this year?
The Southern African famine. Plus a donation to Penny Hassett for the church roof.
I don't suppose Marjorie was helping.
No.
Ruth said Haley's preparing lunch for her every day now.
Oh, dear.
I know. I'm giving her a lift on Friday.
It's so sad to think it's Janet's last one in Ambridge.
Yes.
I'm going to miss her terribly.
She'll stay in touch.
She'd better. Dad not coming in for a cover?
He's still digging in that manure you gave us. Oh, look, I'm going to have to shoot off.
Shall we finish this lot?
Well, only if you want to. It's bad timing, really, but I promised Elizabeth. She's feeling a bit sorry for herself.
Oh, what's up?
Well, she didn't say, but I can guess.
Oh.
Wasn't there an incident last week? Something to do with her underwear?
Nigel and Kenton ran it up flagpole.
Well, tell her from me, Oliver and I are looking forward to the Halloween do next week.
All right.
Oh, you're going?
If we're on speaking terms.
Look, I'll pick up from where you stop, but don't think...
It's fine. Bye, Mum.
Bye, Jill.
Thank you. Goodbye, dear.
Bye. What do you mean?
Oh, I feel such an idiot.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. Except...
Yes?
It was our Italian class last night, right?
Italiano, Italiano. Mm. I thought it was half term.
No, next week.
Well, how's it going?
Ooh. Oliver's doing splendidly.
Good.
In fact, his teacher's pet.
Is that a problem?
Oh, you haven't actually seen the teacher.
Mm, Cosima.
Yep. A suburban Gina Lollobrigida. Beautiful, thick black hair. Curves in all the right places. But sort of safe and motherly as well.
Oh.
Oliver's finding it an irresistible combination.
Ah, do I detect the green-eyed monster?
Afraid so. He flirted with her outrageously the whole evening. Of course, she laps it up and flatters him back. The galling thing is, I'm much better than him.
Oh, Caroline.
His accent's appalling.
You're not seriously jealous, are you?
No. Yes. It's bugging me, Shula. More than it should.
But he wouldn't take it any further, surely?
No. It's just a mutual admiration society. I feel so possessive it's taken me back. I thought I was past all that.
That's all right.
The stiletto is on the other foot.
What?
You remember what he was like last year? We split up over it.
Oh, yes.
He was jealous of all my past relationships. And he hated me talking to any of the male guests. Especially that dreadful Scott.
But you wouldn't seriously fall out over Cosima.
Heavens, no. But it made me realise how much I care about the silly old... sausage.
They're being impossible, Mum.
Where's Nigel now?
Bathing Freddie and Lily, for a change. Kenton's dragging him back to his second childhood.
Oh, dear.
And then I become this ogre telling them off all the time, and that's when I can find them.
That's not very fair.
Thank you. They don't see it. And as for that stunt last week, it was like a boarding school jape.
Oh, darling. Don't get yourself into a state...
I can't look Owen in the face. I need to have the respect of the staff or I can't do my job.
It'll blow over. Nigel's always had a playful streak. It's one of the reasons you love him.
Well, he's on his own tomorrow, so you'd better not go AWOL.
Where are you off to?
Siobhan and I are going to look at the water birth facility at the hospital.
Oh.
You know I'm her birth partner.
Yes. As I said, it's a shame the father can't be.
She doesn't see me as second best, Mum.
No, sorry. I hope it all goes well for her. When's it due?
14th of November. I want to see Debbie, too.
What's going on there? Has she left Simon for good?
I can't really say, Mum. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Oh, hi, Mum. I didn't know you were here.
Hello, darling.
Oh, dear. Glum faces. What's she been telling you?
Kenton.
The truth. You're leading Nigel astray and neither of you does a hand's turn.
It isn't fair, dear.
No. No, you're right.
How about apologising, then?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I should think so.
Well, I am trying to do my bit. I am organising the Halloween Fright Fest.
Are you?
I wish you wouldn't keep calling it that.
Well, the whole idea is to scare the punters witless.
Is it?
Well, hasn't she told you? We're getting this firm in. They organise a spook experience.
What's that?
Well, they put skeletons in the ladies' loo and hang cobwebs and rubber bats everywhere, stuff like that.
Why do people pay good money to be frightened?
Well, because their lives are bland and boring. I am playing mine host, Count Dracula.
No makeup required. They're setting up a ghost train in the grounds, too.
Yeah, and all the ghosts wave their knickers in people's faces as they go past.
Oh, shut up, Kenton.
Elizabeth.
No, I'm just sick of it, Mum.
Oh, dear.
Kenton.
You know them shoot dates yet, Will?
Nope. Mr. Aldridge still ain't got back to Greg.
That's a pain for you.
Yeah. Still, the local beaters are usually on standby this time of year.
Even so.
Yeah, I know. Ah, there we are, look.
Oh, there's masses of them.
Yeah. Come on. Get down, Meg.
She's coming my side.
Okay.
I don't think they'd want to stray away from where they're being fed.
Oh, our pheasants are daft. Go on, Meg. Flush them back. Fetch them back. Good girl.
Oh, Will.
Look at this.
What?
The feeder.
Yeah, let's see.
It's all smashed up.
Oh, no.
That's a third one.
Look at that. It's deliberate, all right.
Yeah.
It must have been them coursers.
No.
I wondered if they'd be back.
It's scary. What if they find out where you live?
I don't know. We'd best get around to Greg's. Yeah. Tell him what's happened.
Simon still in exile.
I'm desperate, Jennifer.
I can't force her to see you, Simon.
No, of course not.
What did you say to her on Sunday? She was in a terrible state.
She didn't tell you.
No.
Then I'd rather keep it private.
Oh, sorry.
No, you've a right to ask. You are involved.
Well, whatever it was, it's left her in a... well, in a sort of emotional limbo.
That's just how I feel. We've got to resolve it.
Yes.
Well, what can I do?
I'll talk to her.
Will you?
But you know Debbie. If I push her, she'll think we're ganging up on her.
I just wish I could sleep through the night.
Poor you.
Now baby's snuggled down into my pelvis, I'm up every 5 minutes.
Yes, I remember it well. Hey, what time are they showing us the unit?
1 o'clock. It's silly, but I feel nervous.
That's natural.
I hate hospitals. In an ideal world, I'd have had a home birth, but I'm just not brave enough.
You've made the right choice for you, Siobhan. That's all that counts.
There's more ham, darling.
No, I'll get out there again in a minute.
Well, don't bolt your food. You'll give yourself indigestion.
Look, I need to get on, all right?
All right.
No idea how the work's piling up.
Well, you tell me often enough.
At least Debbie's back in the saddle now, more or less.
Yes, she's been so withdrawn since Sunday.
What are you up to this afternoon?
And I want to come up with a recipe for the harvest supper.
Mm. What are you using?
Hassett Hill's lamb.
Suppose you want me to come.
It'll do you good to get out. Maybe we can persuade Debbie, too.
Doubt it. As long as Pat and Tony have calmed down.
Well, I'm sure we'll all have a very civilised time if we make the effort. Debbie!
Hello, darling. How are you feeling?
Okay. Would you like some lunch?
You still not hungry?
Well, yes, I am a bit. Good, good.
Well, come on, then.
I'll get you a plate.
Potatoes are still warm.
Oh, thanks. You look a bit brighter. Shall I serve you?
No, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Darling, Simon rang about an hour ago.
Oh, yes?
And he wants to know when he can see you.
Well, I suppose I've got to face him sooner or later.
Oh. Well, shall I ring him?
Jenny.
It's all right, Okay, tell him I'm in this evening.
Oh, he'll be so pleased. He sounds desperately unhappy. And at least you've got the chance to sort things out if you're talking.
What are you up to this afternoon, Dad?
Well, I'm supposed to be on the sugar beet. And I've got to go round the estate with Greg. It seems we've got a vandalism problem on our hands.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he thinks it's the same men who threatened William.
What are you going to do?
Short of keeping up a vigil, not a lot I can do.
No. Well, in that case, I'll get on with the sugar beet.
Would you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you.
It's open. Come in. Brenda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to disturb you.
What do you want?
A word with Debbie.
It's not very convenient.
We're having lunch.
Oh. Shall I leave it till later?
Debbie?
No. Come on through to the sitting room.
I didn't know whether to come or not.
Well, you're here now. What do you want?
Look, sorry if there was any misunderstanding.
Is that it?
I honestly didn't mean any harm.
No?
Of course not. I feel terrible.
A word of advice, Brenda. It's dangerous playing games with other people's husbands.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
Home from home unit. That's nice, eh?
Mm, good name. It was okay, wasn't it? Matching curtains and duvet cover.
I know.
I'm being thick, but I didn't expect a bed in the same room as the pool.
Well, you see, if I change my mind halfway through, I can stagger across on my hands and knees like a beached whale.
Soaking wet. A bed gives you more weight to push against, I guess.
Oh, we'll see.
It was also low tech.
Yeah. And that was a nice touch. The delivery pack hidden in the cupboard. Excuse me.
Sure. Hello?
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Fine. Missing you like mad.
Look, I can pop over if you're in.
Can you? When?
Half an hour.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait.
Good, I'll see you then.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Brian. Oh, he's coming over. Well, yeah, I'd better go. See what Nigel and Kenton have been up to.
Oh, you don't have to. He's not coming for half an hour.
Even so.
Oh, it's ages since I've seen him. He's been so busy with Debbie out of action on and off.
I'm seeing her tonight.
Ah.
Yeah, I've neglected her a bit this week.
It must be hard for you.
What?
Being mates with me and Debbie. You must feel torn.
I care about you both.
Brenda's got a nerve coming round here.
It's okay, Mum.
But what did she say?
Well, she played the innocent. Nothing happened, blah, blah.
Oh, she always looks as though butter wouldn't melt.
Well, it took something for her to come into the lion's den, I suppose.
Yes, a sort of dumb insolence.
Well, at least she's apologised.
I should think so, too, the trouble she's caused.
Oh, it's so good to see you, darling.
Mm.
I've missed you.
Me too.
I had a pig of a day. Been chasing my tail. Some blasted vandals wrecked the feeders on the estate.
No.
At least Debbie offered to do a bit of work. And I was so relieved. It gave me the chance to get away.
Good.
It's been a hell of a strain these last couple of weeks.
Shh, Brian. Calm down.
Sorry. He's brought it home to me how much he does, you know. Then I'm treading on eggshells the whole time. I've always known Simon wasn't right for her, but she went on ahead and married him anyway. Now look. Oh, it's a complete mess.
Fine. Do you have to talk about all this now?
No, sorry.
I haven't seen you all week. I want this time to be special.
Of course it is.
Just hold me.
Oh, you're magnificent. Oh, you're like a sea cow.
Oh, that's better. I went to see the birthing pool today.
Oh, yes.
Mm. It's helped me feel more relaxed about everything.
Mm, good.
I feel so ready. It must be the hormones kicking in.
You sure about this water birth?
It's what I want.
Well, it's one way of wetting the baby's head, I suppose.
I think it'll feel amazing. And it's going to be a Scorpio, you know. That's a water sign.
Yeah, well, as long as it's safe.
Of course. It's great for the pain, apparently. And I can move around freely. I won't feel restricted or stuck.
Mm. Does the midwife get in with you?
No.
Oh, what a pity.
Ah, you fancy the idea of a pool full of women, water up to our boobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that might get me along.
I wish.
It's the biggest sadness of my life. I won't be there to see it born.
Mine too.
He admitted he'd had two lovers last year.
Oh, no.
Oh, I half expected it, you know. He's surrounded by adoring female acolytes all day. It's like I've been sleepwalking towards it for years.
Debbie...
I just didn't want to face it.
I'm so sorry.
We've only been married 2 years. Didn't take him long, did it? I wish we didn't lead such separate lives. I get so lonely.
Have you told your parents?
No. No, I feel protective of him. I mean, how daft is that?
You love him.
Oh, he'll be here soon. I've got butterflies.
Can you forgive him?
Well, I've got to eventually. I mean, I don't want my marriage to fail.
No, but...
But he knows he's hurt me. And it's going to take me a long time to get over it, but... And how else do we move on?
Practical as ever. Just think carefully. Don't be too brave too soon. Oh, that'll be him. Are you all right?
Yeah, come in.
Hi, Debbie.
Simon.
I'll get off. Bye.
Bye, Elizabeth. Thanks for coming over.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm popular today.
Yeah?
First Brenda, then Elizabeth, now you.
Brenda?
She came to apologise.
Oh, right. Sorry.
No, what were you going to say?
Where to begin? I've been utterly miserable without you. Rattling around the flat like a pea in a drum. It's just not home anymore.
I've been lonely too.
You have?
Mm. Desperately.
See, I've got to know, Debbie. Have I blown it?
No.
Thank God.
You humiliated me, Simon.
I know, and I'm so ashamed. You had every right to be angry. I let you down.
Yes.
Maybe this space has done us good. Done me good. It's given me the chance to figure out what's important. I didn't realize what I had till I came close to losing it. Losing you. I want us...
What?
I want the chance for us to become a proper family. If you can ever forgive me. I want us to have a baby. Debbie?
Do you mean it?
Yes. But only if that's still what you want.
Oh, I've missed you.
I know.
So much.
Me too. Come home, Debbie. Please.
Yeah, I will.
Eddie's worried about his tax return.
There's a sausage in the pan.
No, I'll have it.
Pleasure?
Mm. Oh, great. I've been up since six.
Plenty of toast.
Good old $13.99. What the hell was that for?
You should keep proper books.
Cheers. Mix up now.
These blooming tax returns, double Dutch. Oh, I wish they'd leave me alone.
Oh, I think I'll have cereal this morning.
It's red tape. The enemy of the entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
It looks like one of those multiple choice tests.
Oh, they're back at school.
Yeah. Mostly it's just tick the box yes or no. Capital allowance, business plant machinery. You make sure he puts down the digger, Dad.
The accountant knows his job, love. You've got a receipt for that, I suppose.
Of course. Oh, I can't finish this. Now's doing me head in.
Eddie.
I'm clearing ditches all day.
He won't go away.
I'll sort it out tonight. See you, boys.
Bye, love.
Yeah.
Bye.
I think we'll have to help him, Edward. How was Baby Spice this morning?
Oh, she's fine. It's me that's knackered. She's still got loads of milk.
Well, I'd do it if she'd let me, love, but she was that agitated when I tried Monday.
Yeah, she only seems to want me nowadays.
Jimmy don't have that same effect on women.
Well, I'm proud of you. Shows real commitment going up there twice a day.
I think he's weird.
Well, you're not a stockman. You wouldn't understand.
So, seems a pity to have all that beautiful milk go to waste. I reckon I'll have to start making the farmhouse better again.
That's a good idea, Mum.
Shame you can't sell it. That'd be a nice little sideline for you and me, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll start after work. I'll make some in time for the harvest supper. You get a reduced price on your ticket if you bring some.
Yeah, like I'd want to go.
We've got a gig tomorrow.
Of course you have.
Yeah. That jabber fella was handy lifting the amps the other night.
Fallon was all over him.
I didn't notice.
She's so girly round him, it's gross.
He seems a very charming young man.
Oh, please, he was putting me off.
He's okay.
He should be more gracious to our overseas visitor.
Yeah, I wish he'd go back to Hungary.
Sound. I think I'll go and hang with him this morning. You coming?
No, I've got work to get on with at Grange Farm. I'm helping Oliver.
Oh, here you are.
Shh. Just got Ben off.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
Okay.
That's it. I'm just checking if Dora's due on heat yet. I thought she was frisky this morning.
Oh. Hey, I'll tell you who else is frisky.
What?
Fallon. She's hanging around the parlour like a lovesick calf.
With Chabba?
Of course.
This early? That was sweet. I told you he'd be romantic dynamite.
Well, what shall I do?
Do?
She's holding him up.
Oh, leave them alone. They don't need a chaperone. I was showing him Jennifer's archive website earlier.
Oh, yeah. Any good?
Yeah, it's really well laid out.
That'll be Usha's input.
Hey, she should have a page for Chabba. Ambridge Online Dating.
You'll never get any work done then.
She's got some lovely stuff from your granddad's farming diaries.
Yeah? You know, it would have been his birthday last week. October the 15th.
Yeah?
Always sticks in my mind somehow.
You must take a look.
I will this evening. Hey, have you finished filling in your nomination form yet?
Nearly. It's in me in tray.
What in tray?
A pile of stuff on the kitchen table.
You should get on with it, love. I'd hate to see you miss out.
I'll do it now.
Hey, guess who else I've seen?
It's 20 questions this morning.
Debbie. Oh. I was checking the pasture. She was on the harvester.
Did you talk to her?
Briefly.
And?
And wasn't very forthcoming, but I gather that she's gone back to the flat.
I hope she's all right.
At least she's out and about. Brian will be relieved. He's been looking shattered lately.
That's true.
I wonder if we'll ever find out what happened.
I've got a theory.
Yeah, what?
I reckon she wants a baby.
Ah.
You've seen how she dotes over Ben whenever she's here.
Yeah. But then, why leave Simon?
Well, think about it. There's a good 20 years between them.
Oh. What, you mean he can't?
No. I mean, he doesn't want to.
So, what's this stuff, then?
Meal powder. Excuse me, fella.
Oh, sorry.
No. I just have to feel this.
Oh, and that's to feed calves?
Sure.
It's pongy round here. Don't know how you stand it.
Pongy?
The smell.
Oh. It's like, perfume to me.
We're Chanel number twos.
We teach some of the babies with a bucket first.
Oh, God. They're adorable, aren't they?
Yes. But don't give your heart to them. You'll be sad when they go away.
Mm. It's like being in love.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Oh, great. Jezza, hi.
Where's it in here, didn't it?
What do you want, Jazz?
Nothing.
Careful, your foot.
Oh, ta. Did you enjoy the dress rehearsal the other night?
Yeah, it was really exciting. Fallon sings like a bird.
Yeah?
The, hummingbird.
That's good.
Yeah, I couldn't make jokes in Hungarian.
I have an English book with a list of birds.
Should we black book, yeah?
Uh-huh.
You should come tomorrow night, shouldn't you, Fallon?
What, to the gig? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, say you'll come.
You can help me, Rudy, it'll be a laugh.
I'm going to the harvest mill.
You don't want to go to that.
It's full of wrinklies. Have you oldies?
But I have been invited. It would be rude not to go.
Jabba!
Yeah?
Have you done that strawing down yet?
My next job, David.
Only I could do with a hand with a disbudding after that. It's easy with two.
OK. Hey, you know Ruth showed me the Ambridge website. Why is there not something about Dross?
You're kidding.
Jennifer Aldridge is far too straight to have us on there.
Why not? You're the young people of the village.
Well, I don't think tattoos and piercings are quite the image that she's after.
Yeah, should that cow be making that noise? Sounds like you're singing.
Shut up!
Let's see. Ah, she's started carving.
What's that hanging down? Oh, it's so slimy.
Oh, gross.
It's okay. She'll start trying to push now. Fallon, can you please fetch David?
Yeah, of course.
Jazz has joined them in the yard now. I'm going to have to say something.
There, ready for posting. I might slip out and do it now.
Yeah, good idea.
It was really nice of Jeff Radley to back me nomination. He hasn't known me long.
David!
Long enough to know you're a damn good dairy farmer with an impressive CV.
Carry on like this.
Hello, David!
Oh, that's Fallon.
In here!
Chabba says, can you come?
Come on, Ruby. Come on, push.
It's coming.
What's that?
feet.
Yeah. Hey, watch it. She wants to lie down.
Yeah.
Move, Jazza, quick.
Oh, sorry.
Steady.
Down.
Whoa. Is she all right?
Yeah. Just needs a minute to catch her breath.
Oh, I'm surprised. I meant to think what's coming next.
Amazing, isn't it?
And any minute now, you'll see a little face peeking out at you.
Oh, why am I watching this, man? It's like a horror movie.
It's natural. Beautiful.
Took the fun to go that far.
Yeah. Head looked, oh, it's just like alien.
Jazza, shush.
Sorry.
There we are. You're over, Napokam, you're over.
How's it going to come out?
Huh?
Jazz?
I mean, it's not going to make it.
It's all right, girl.
Nearly.
Oh, it's stuck, look. Oh, shouldn't you...
No, she's resting. She's just building up to the final push.
Oh, what's coming out next?
The chest. The hips.
Oh, no, no. Sorry. Oh, time for a sharp exit.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're coming from? It's only going to get worse.
No, I'm staying. Trevor's coming to the pub for lunch, aren't you?
It's 1 o'clock, yes.
Oh, catch you around then.
I think you'll get a bit bored waiting, Fallon. I need Trevor after this.
Oh. All right, then. Well, see you later, Trevor.
Yeah, sure.
And have a think about the gig tomorrow. Hold on, Dad, I'm coming too. Bye.
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 Yeah, have you told Ruth you're out for lunch?
No, not yet. I will do.
Right. Trevor, listen, I'm really pleased that you've made some mates.
Jazz is very funny. I like his accent.
Yeah. Only, look, it's really not such a good idea to see them here, you know, on the farm. When you're working, I mean.
Oh, yes.
Could be dangerous or one thing. Health and safety, you know.
Of course. I'm very sorry, David.
No, it's okay.
I understand. From now on, I see them away from Brookfield.
Well, thanks. That would be best.
Here we are.
Yeah, come on, girl. Easy.
Good.
Hey. Yeah. Looks fine. Well done, Ruby. Can you clear its nose, Jabba?
Sure. Then we show her to Onyuka.
I hope you ain't making them figures up as you go along, Eddie.
I've got a rough idea of what I earn. It's hard to keep track with cashing in.
You're not putting it all down, are you, Dad?
What do you think?
Don't you encourage him. How much longer are you going to be anyway? I want to lay the table in a minute. William's bringing Emma for her tea.
Cardigan man.
And then I want to get on and do the butter.
Okay, love.
I hope he ain't had no more trouble since Tuesday.
He'd have told us.
I was really worried when I heard about the drinkers being smashed up. What if them air courses went for William?
Nah, they'll move on to another patch. They won't want the law catching up with them.
Yeah, you'd know all about that.
Christmas was our big earner, all right. With the turkeys, holly and mistletoe. Made a good pile last year. Mm. Then there was the Snell's Victorian party.
We always need some over the winter.
Yeah. Me patio and field work drive.
Yeah, and the car boots.
There'll be a hole in our pockets without the turkeys.
Too bad. We'd have had nowhere to put them. I don't think Linda Snell's recovered from us gutting them in her shed last year, eh? Nearly ruined her precious party.
Oh, yeah.
She called me Lady Macbeth, blood all over me hands.
Nope. I need something else. Something big. Now, what else do people need at Christmas?
Christmas trees.
Edward... Come here, that's brilliant.
Oh, get it off.
How are you going to grow them in time? It's only 2 months to go.
You don't grow them yourself, do you? It's too much hassle.
You mean?
Well, buy them in and sell them on.
He's a genius. Chip off the old block.
But where are you going to buy them from?
Oh, I don't know yet, but I'll find somewhere. The point is, these days, retail is king.
And everyone knows the middleman always takes the biggest cut.
Exactly. Well done, son. Christmas trees it is.
Will it still be potato wars for Brian and Tony at the Harvest Supper?
It was great not having to bring the cows in this morning.
Enjoyed your lion, then?
Yeah.
Is this enough soup?
Hmm? Oh, you could feed the 8th Army with that lot.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to use the first of the season's leeks.
Oh, great.
And I'm doing a potato salad.
My favourite.
Oh, I have to make it this evening. These spuds are too hot. Will you get me some spring onions from the poly tunnel?
Yes, of course.
Hi.
Oh, there's tea in the pot, love.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, how many gallons have you got there, Mum?
It's only going to be one other soup tonight. Frieda's.
What time are you meeting the buyer, Tom?
11:30.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thanks.
Do you think he'll taste them there and then?
Yeah, I expect they'll stick them in the microwave.
Well, that's not going to show them off at their best.
They'll still taste good.
Billy's never had Christmas pud sausages before.
They're unique. They'll sell themselves.
That's what I like to hear. Confidence.
Well, they trust the Bridge Farm brand, so I'm in with a chance.
Exactly. We've got a good reputation with Underwood.
The great thing with your sausages is they look like non-organic ones.
Oh, great. I want them to stand out, Dad.
They will, with our label.
No, you just think about it. The supermarket wouldn't take our spuds because they didn't look right. They think the slightest blemish will frighten people off. Whereas you can control what a sausage looks like.
I hope you're going to relax and enjoy yourself tonight, love.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best.
It's meant to be a celebration of local food, so no carping about root fly damage and wicked supermarkets, all right?
Yeah. Well, my carrots are local and they have got root fly. And the supermarkets don't want them. So what's to celebrate?
Shut up, Dad.
Yeah. How are we going to handle Brian and Jennifer anyway?
Don't sit next to them.
You two, honestly. Hey, do you think she'll let Bridge Farm have a page on the village website?
What a good idea.
Oh, yeah. But it's not the village website, is it? It's hers. I can't see my sister giving us free publicity. Especially now Brian's in so-called organics.
Oh, that bread smells gorgeous.
I've deliberately baked it late, so it'll be really fresh.
You couldn't just leave me at home with one. I'll find a nice piece of cheese and a bottle of wine to go with it.
No!
Ah, pity. I could fancy a night in.
Well, I don't want Pat and Tony thinking we're avoiding them.
That's funny. I thought we were.
Oh, it's a shame Debbie and Simon won't be there.
Yeah, well, they're probably making up for lost time.
Oh, Brian! I'm just relieved they've sorted themselves out.
Yes, yeah, been a bit of a roller coaster.
I know. Oh, it was terrible seeing her so unhappy.
Yes. Right, I'd better go and change.
Yes, darling, you are a bit niffy.
Thank you, my sweet.
The whole point of a buffet table, Joe, is to take the food away from it.
Well, I can't be doing with all that to-ing and fro-ing. I like to be near the grub.
There's masses. It's not going anywhere.
Don't you believe it? We got that penny acid lot in this year. I ain't letting the potato salad out of my sight.
Oh, praise indeed.
I don't know why I had to pay to come in. We brought the cider and Terry's butter.
Well, didn't you get a reduced ticket?
Yeah, well, I'm a pensioner. We should have got in for free.
How can you say that, Joe? It's for a good cause. People are dying of hunger in Southern Africa, and here you are surrounded by this feast.
Well, you know, you see the point of that. But I don't see why I should help with the penny asset church room.
Scrooge.
Evening, Pat.
Brian?
Hello, Joe.
Evening. Here, Pat, answer. You better put some more of that. I think we'll sell it on my plate quick.
It is very Moorish. I've come back for some more myself.
Yeah, I told you, it's like a magnet. Draws people back. Well, paid it on, then. A big dollar.
Oh. Mr. Greedy. There you are.
That's it.
Who made it?
Me. With Bridge Farm potatoes.
Good casserole, Auntie Jen.
Hassid Hill's lamb.
I know, it's great.
Mm. Is Chabba here tonight?
Oh, he was going to come, but he got dragged along to a dross gig.
I know where I'd rather be.
Fallon's got her claws into him. He couldn't say no.
Oh? You see much of him?
Yeah, we've been out clubbing. And I've introduced him to the young farmer scene.
Good. Brian will be pleased. He's his protege. So, how are things for you, Tommy?
Oh, well, I had some bad news last week. Just wish Aunt Ona backed out on a deal I thought we had.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Found some other organic sausages at 30% lower price than mine. I wasn't prepared to match that.
30%?
No. Giving them away. Now I'm waiting to hear back from Underwoods.
Oh, Underwoods, that'll be a coup.
I took some of my new sweet ones in today. The buyer really liked them.
Great.
He kept a couple of packs to try out on his team. I asked if I should ring him next week, but he needs more time.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, could have dismissed them there and then.
Well, I'm sure they'd go a bomb leading up to Christmas.
You'd think so.
How much would they sell for?
$2.99.
Well, that's not bad.
And that includes their 35% markup.
And you can make a profit on that, can you?
Enough.
Hey, well done. Both you and Helen are so enterprising and pioneering.
Mum and Dad were the real pioneers, converting to organics 18 years ago. That took guts.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Don't you think this family feud's a bit pathetic, Auntie Jo?
Hello, Jo. Still in pole position, then?
Well, he wants to be ready for the puddings.
It's lovely butter.
Yeah, from baby spice.
I know.
You been to see her calves?
No, I'd like to.
Our Edward's up there twice a day, milking her.
Yeah, Clary said.
She won't let nobody else do it now, only him.
He's a natural.
She said something about Eddie going in for Christmas trees this year.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, good luck to him. He's really empire building these days.
No choice. Well, he's good at it, mind. Got the knack for selling.
That's true. You'll miss the turkeys this year.
Yeah. But we're raising one in the back garden for Christmas dinner. Bathsheba.
Tony.
Oh, Brian.
It's crowded, isn't it?
Yeah.
I must say, the Bridge Farm potatoes tasted terrific.
Oh?
Yes. It's a real shame the supermarket couldn't take them.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Well, thanks. No Debbie tonight?
No, she and Simon decided to give it a miss this year.
So she's back with him then?
Yeah, relief all round. I couldn't cope with another week of female hysteria.
Well, what exactly happened then?
Oh, look, they're putting the puds out. Excuse me, Tony.
Hi, love.
You all right?
Yeah, just been having a nice chat with Marjorie.
Ah.
Then I saw you and Brian together.
Yeah, he was complimenting me on the potatoes.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, I know. It's the way he does it, though. He's so patronising.
It was ever thus.
Ah, here's Jennifer coming now.
Oh, come on, love, let it go. They are your nearest and dearest.
Mm.
Evening.
Hello.
Hiya.
Marvellous buffet.
Mm. All tastes wonderful.
Well, you can't beat good local produce, can you, Jennifer?
Oh, nice to see that the other churches in the parish were involved too. Yes.
Kenton's been telling me about the Halloween do at Lower Loxley next week.
No?
Are you going?
Well, why not? I could do with a bit of fun.
Well, we should go to bed soon, honey.
Yeah, I just finished this.
Okay.
That was a beautiful meal. Thank you.
I've got to keep up with Jennifer's standards, or you might leave home again.
Yes, you better stay on your toes. Was it fiddly to make?
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. You know, I think you lost some weight. Right here. And here.
Well, I lost my appetite, didn't I?
I am a bad man.
Yes, you are.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Do you mean it?
Of course. It was strange living with Mum and Dad again. I felt like a child.
It gave them a chance to baby you, and we all need that from time to time.
I don't know how Dad puts up with Mum.
She's a great lady.
She's exhausting. We're fighting your corner, all right.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought I'd be persona non grata.
I didn't tell them the full gory details.
No.
And you were innocent till proved guilty over Miss B.
Thanks for not saying anything.
Oh, couldn't cope with the aftershock. Dad might have taken a shotgun to you.
You're thick as thieves, you two. You know, I get jealous sometimes.
I know.
I want you all to myself.
That's what I wanted too.
I'm sorry.
No. I promised myself I wouldn't try and make you feel guilty.
You're being amazing.
Still hurts.
I know.
And I don't think you've done quite enough groveling yet either.
You're right. How can I make it up to you?
Well, I'm saving up all sorts of jobs for you. Don't you worry.
Mercy.
Cleaning the bath every night, doing the rubbish. Oh, and the fridge is filthy.
No, I'm serious. How?
Don't do it again.
Give me your hand.
What?
Just give me... Here. I meant when I said, I'm not going to throw away any more of my chances. I've got too much to lose.
I need to be able to trust you, Simon.
I know.
We can't do this on a whim. A baby's forever.
Not just for Christmas.
Forever?
Yeah. When you were gone, my life was just hollow. It had no meaning. That scared me. That's not the future I want.
Me neither. But I've got to know we're solid. Are we?
You bet. I'm not going to give you cause to pack your bags again.
Are you sure you want it?
I want what you want. Hey, we could move to Ambridge when the baby's born.
Really? I'd love that.
Yeah, or before. Why not? Matt Crawford's building all those houses.
Oh, no. I'd want something older.
Whatever. I don't care. As long as you're happy.
Yeah, well, first things first. I'm not even pregnant yet.
Do you want it? Or is it too soon? Okay. I'll get these glasses.
Simon?
Yeah?
You know what you said about Dad and Siobhan Hathaway?
What? Where'd this come from?
What did you mean?
Nothing.
Then why say it?
It was the heat of the moment. Spite. I was angry. Said the first thing that came into my head, I knew it hurt you.
They just work together sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, honey. Forget it. I'll be through in a minute.
Okay.
Get yourself a bath, honey.
What?
Hello? Oh, Jeanette. Hi. A bad idea. We need to cool things for a week or two.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.